So let's review. After completing the discussion about the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara cites and explains the pasuk, "Achrei Hashem lekechem teilechu." The pasuk cannot be understood literally because "b'chiyav shalei la'adam lahalach achar shchina v'lekvar nemar ki Hashem lekecha ish oich lahu." A person cannot follow the shchina, which is compared to fire. Ela lahalach achar midaisav shel hakadosh baruch hu. Rather, the pasuk means that a person must follow in the ways of Hashem. Mahu mal b'sharumim d'chziv yas Hashem likim lo'adam l'ishtoi. Kostnes arulaveisham af'ata hal b'sharumim. Hashem made clothes for Adam and Chava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikur chaylam d'chziv v'yera lov Hashem be'ilonim amri. Af'ata bakur chaylam. Hashem visited Avraham Avinu after his bris milah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nicham aveilam d'chziv v'hi achri mois Avraham v'yivarach likim es Yitzchak b'noi af'ata nacham aveilam. Hashem comforted Yitzchak Avinu when he mourned the passing of Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cover Mesim. D'chziv v'yikbar oisa bagai af atar cover Mesim. Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu as described in the previous daf, so to a person must perform all these mitzvahs. Reb Simloi says, Mepnei ma nis'ava Moshe Rabbeinu likonis le'eretz Yisrael. V'chi lechol mipiryahu tzarech, oi lezbaya mituvahu tzarech. Moshe had a strong desire to enter Eretz Yisrael. His reason was not to eat its fruits or benefit from its abundant resources, but rather, elikach amar Moshe, harba mitzvahs nitzdavu Yisrael ve'im miskayim in elav Eretz Yisrael, ekonis ani la'aretz kadei sheyiskayim ukulon al yodi. Moshe Rabbeinu said, there are many mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, I want to enter Eretz Yisrael and fulfill all those mitzvahs. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klom ata mevakesh el lekal b'sachar, mali ane lecha kilu asisim. Hashem told Moshe, apparently you seek the reward of those mitzvahs, I will consider it as if you have actually performed them all. Hanu lecha mekan el ishtei, Rav Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Masech Desaita and continue with the second parak, Hayimevi be'ezus Hashem. In the previous parak on Dav Zayin, the Mishnah mentioned that the Saita was eventually brought to Shar Nikonor in the Beis HaMikdash, where she was humiliated in public. Our Mishnah continues with the following events. Zok the Mishnah, ho yemevi es menchasa b'teich kefifa mitzvahs, v'nois nal yedeo kedei liyaga. Her husband then brought the menchasa seita in a basket made of wooden strips and placed it on her hands to tie her up, because as the Gemara explains, kedei shetachsa ba, this will compel her to confess. The Gemara elaborates that according to their opinion, she first drinks the Mayim HaMarim, and then the Kohen brings the Mincha Saita. The reason we make this effort to get her to retract is because she should be spared a gruesome death, and the Torah has mercy even on the life of a sinful person. As Rashi explains, although she already drank the waters, they only start to take effect after the Mincha was brought. However, according to the opinion of Makrib Achakach Mashke, the Kanma first Makrib the Mincha, and only afterward does she drink the Mayim HaMarim, the reason for Chazara is also Ki Heichad Delei Timchak Megillah, so that the name of Hashem in the Megillah Seita should not be erased. However, according to the first opinion, the reason cannot be Ki Heichad Delei Timchak Megillah, because it has already been erased earlier before the Mincha. The Mishnah goes on to discuss the distinctions between Mincha Seita and other Menachos. Kol HaMenachos Tchilasen B'Seifen B'Kli Sharis. V'zu t'chilasa b'kfifa mitzvahs v'seifa b'kli sharis. All menachas are first put into a kli sharis. However, the mincha seita is first put into a kfifa mitzvahs and only afterward transferred to a kli sharis. The Gemara asks from a braisa regarding other menachas, which states, Adam may be mincha mitoch beisa, b'kolasa shel kesef v'shel zav, v'nois notech kli sharis. The owner first brings his mincha in a basket of silver or gold, and afterward he transfers it to a kli sharis. Apparently, both Mincha Seita and other Menachos are similar in that they are not Tchilasim B'Kli Sharis. If so, what is the distinction between the two? Rav Papa explains that the Mishnah refers to B'Kelim Haru'uyin L'Kli Sharis. Other Menachos are first brought in utensils that are suitable for Kli Sharis. However, the Mincha Seita is first brought in a Kefifa Mitzvahs that is not suitable for Kli Sharis. And the Gemara explains, according to Rabbi, the Kefifa Mitzvahs is not suitable because he holds Kli Sharis Shalson Shal Eitz Pasul. A Kli Sharis made of wood is disqualified. A Kli Sharis may only be made of metal. And even according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, who holds Kli Sharis Shalson Shal Eitz Kasher, However, that is only bechashuvin, a wooden vessel of superior quality, but bepchusin, those of inferior quality, such as a kefifa mitzvahs, are disqualified. The Gemara goes on to cite and explain the entire braisa, which elaborates on the general process of menachas. Adam may be mincha mitoch beisai, beklasa shal kesa v'shal zav, v'noisnal toch kli sharis, u'mekatsha b'kli sharis. A person first brings the flour in a basket of silver or gold, and then transferred it into a kli sharis, in which it attains a kedushas haguf, inherent hektish. V'noisnal shamna v'levainasa, u'melicha etzel kain. He then adds the oil and levain and carries it to the kain. V'kain malicha etzel mizbeach. The kohen then carries the mincha to the mizbeach and has the vessel come into contact with the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Then, the kohen he moves the levain to one side and he separates the kohen from the area where there is a lot of oil. Although the levain is later placed on top of the kohen to be placed on the mizbeach and burned together, however, at the time of kemitza, the kaimetz must consist of flour and oil only, and may not contain levaina, salt, or any foreign particles. Then, the neisnal toch kli sharis, umekatsha b'kli sharis, umelaket es lebenasa, the neisnal gabov. He puts the kaimetz into his second kli sharis, in which it attains a second kedusha sagov, and gathers all the levaina and puts it on top of the kaimetz. Umalei umaktir b'kli sharis, umolchei v'neisnal gabi ishan. He carries the second kli sharis onto the mizbeach, adds salt, and then places all of its contents on the fire. The braisa continues, Karev ha-koimetz, shiyureho necholon. Once the koimetz was burned, the kohanim are permitted to eat the leftovers that are in the first kli sharis. However, there is a machlekes at what point the koimetz is considered burnt. Reb Chanina holds, mishatishlit boi ha'or, when the fire catches onto the koimetz. While Reb Yechanan holds, mishatitzis ha'or berubai, when the fire takes hold of the majority of the kaimetz. The braisa adds, "V'rshoin hakahanim liten l'teich yain v'shemen u'dvash, v'ein asurin elam l'chametz." The kahanim even add wine, oil, and honey to the shirayim and prepare it for eating in any way. They're only forbidden to make it chametz. As part of this discussion, the Gemara touches on the exact placement of the mizbeach in the Azar, from north to south, mitzafon l'darm, based on the Gemara Yumetez Zayin and Zavachim Nuntes. Rashi cites a three-way machlokes. Gimel machlokes heim b'davar zeh. Rabbi Yehuda eslei mizbeach mechuvin keneged heichel uksalav. The mizbeach was centered on the yazara and the doorway of the heichel. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov eslei kula mizbeach b'darm koy. The entire mizbeach was in the southern half of the azara. In other words, the tzafen, the northern wall of the mizbeach, was on the center line of the azara. Rabbi Yosef Glili eslei kula mizbeach b'tzafen koy. The entire mizbeach was on the northern half of the Azara.